Hey, Anthony Scott is having a significant impact with the Western Bulldogs. And it's a great story. And yesterday it got even better because he signed on for a 2-year extension with the Western Bulldogs. He joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, guys.
Can you believe what's happening or what's happened to you in the last sort of 12, 18 months in your footballing career?
Yeah, not really. I pinch myself every now and again. It's just been unbelievable for 12 months.
You've come from local footy, rookie list, and now you've got a 2-year extension with the best team in football. It's a hell of a story, mate. You must be absolutely over the moon with what's happened.
Yeah, absolutely stoked. Yeah, it's been there's been a lot of work that's gone into it. So it hasn't all just happened through sheer luck. I've had to put my head down for a lot longer than the average person that makes it onto an AFL list, so it's certainly a sweet feeling to know that got at least another 2 years at AFL level with, like you said, such a successful side thus far this year and a really good place to be in the Bulldogs.
And what does that do to your mindset, the fact that they've shown the faith in you to give you another 2 years? I mean, does that ease you, any anxiety? Does it make you comfortable? Does it make you want more? What does it do to you?
Yeah, I think it puts your mind at ease a little bit, knowing that you can explore things, you've got a little bit more time to perhaps work on parts of your game and try new things. But I mean, this whole year I've sort of been making it up as I've gone a little bit because I've had to, but I think it's just going to give me a nice springboard to really show what I'm capable of on the footy field.
Anthony, you spoke about the time it took you to get this opportunity, to get this real solid signing here. Were there times when you were playing at that VFL level, when it was taking that time, that you wondered whether you would get there, or was there always a sense of belief for you?
I always had the belief that I was good enough. I had the ability to play at the level. It was just about stringing together enough good footy to actually get on a list. And for me, I didn't even make it onto a list initially. It was stringing enough good footy together to be invited to come down and train with the Bulldogs at the start of this year. And once I got that opportunity, I knew I wasn't going to let that one slip. And yeah, it was just about being able to put yourself in front of the right people and show what you're capable of.
Yeah, and with everything that goes along with that, when you were coming through, obviously the pay's not quite the same. So you've got a pretty intense work environment too, something to go back to in finance. Are you looking forward to get? Do you miss that? Do you miss that other element that you? I don't think that you're doing that anymore at the moment.
That was a good experience. I mean, I love playing footy and would choose football over probably just about any other career
that
could offer me. So I think that's all part of being able to get me to where I am now. I wouldn't change what I've been through in order to get to here. So having a uni degree under my belt, having spent 3 years working at Telstra, one of the biggest corporates in Australia, I think that's all built me up to be the kind of person I am today. And coming in with a bit more of a level head at a football club where it's a pretty whirlwind environment, but knowing that I do have that all that to fall back on, and that experience is really handy as well.
It's quite incredible that you've only missed one game this year, coming in to the team as you did this year for the first time in a team that's sitting right at the top of the ladder. It's quite a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, I would have been happy to just get a couple under the belt early on, but as you keep going and you get some recognition in pre-season and play some decent intra-club games, you think, well, maybe I'm looking for some pre-season games, and then you tick those off, and then you start eyeing off round one. And I think as you progress, you keep wanting more, and that hunger's there. So for me, I've just ticked one box off after the other, and one thing led to another, and now we've only missed one game for the season thus far.
So without sort of divulging too much, do you get nervous come selection each week, or do you sort of block that out because there are so many good players in your team and you are playing your role? Clearly you get selected every week, but have you got past that anxiety of wondering whether you're going to be in the team every week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can't really control what goes on during the week. You obviously want to perform on the weekend, and that goes a long way to keeping you in the side. So once it hits midweek and there's match committees, etc., there's nothing you can do about it. So it's just let the powers that be make their decisions and accept it and move on, whether it works in your favour or not. And thus far it has. So, yeah.
Clearly, Bevo has shown a great faith in you and sees great value in you. But is there one of the other coaches that you sort of work a bit more closely with that's helped guide you through this first period at AFL level?
Yes, I work very closely with Jamie Maddox. He's a development coach. He spends most of his time with the VFL in season. But he was actually the one that got me down to Footscray in 2019 to play VFL footy, and then was a strong advocate of mine throughout the end of last year to try and get me to come down and train in that pre-season period and then work closely with him through pre-season. And then as I've sort of played across all three lines this year, I've spent time with all of the line coaches and they've been fantastic. But yeah, mainly Jamie got the ball rolling for me. He was fantastic.
And what about the Doggies overall? Just as a big picture conversation, how, in your eye, I mean, it's sitting top of the table, but it hasn't been a perfect season to date. How do you see what's happening in the last couple of weeks building up to a finals campaign?
Yeah, really exciting at the club. I think we're only going to get stronger with a few blokes coming back, potentially this week and next. And yeah, I think Bevo said it last weekend, we're still building towards our best footy, so the sky's the limit for us. And yeah, it'll be interesting, very exciting to see how far we can take it this year.
Where's it better to play, Marvel Stadium, the MCG, or the Daily Oval?
Oof. I like the roof being closed. It's nice, quick footy. Helps the skills. And then between the Daily and the MCG, you know, apart from the stadium, they're pretty similar.
They are. So,
and they resurfaced the Daily recently, and it's Christine at the moment, so maybe it might even have the G covered. There's a big.
There you go.
Plug for it, yeah.
This young man has just told us that the Daily Oval in Bulleen, the home of the Trinity Grammarians, is better than the MCG. It's as big as the MCG.
Massive.
We used to train there at the Hawks back in the old days to replicate the size of the ground.
Well, there's two grounds there on either side of the grandstand.
No,
both
you don't
massive.
Go to the other one. That's for the plebs.
it's still a beautiful ground.
That's for the plebs. Hey, Anthony, good luck to you this week at the Bombers this week, which is a big game as well. And congratulations on the two-year deal. You're a great story for persistence and resilience and desire to be the best you can be. And we think it's fantastic. Go get them.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.